Grand Cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The nation's waiting for Supreme Court rulings on a series of major cases dealing with everything from abortion to whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington says two federal judges in Missouri and Kansas temporarily blocked the Biden administration's student loan debt relief plans.
Both of the judges were Obama appointees, and both found the administration exceeded its authority by trying to enact the relief without congressional authorization. These programs were more narrowly targeted than the massive debt forgiveness plan struck down last year by the Supreme Court.
Israel's Supreme Court ruled unanimously ultra-Orthodox men are not exempt from the country's military draft that could endanger Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition government. And the NTSB holding a hearing in Ohio on last year's train derailment in East Palestine, confirming a trackside detector failed 20 miles from the derailment that should have caught elevated temperatures in a rail car piece that was on fire. This is ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving in to that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping you build a better life.
WCCU Credit Union feels so right. Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA. Helping you build a better
life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right. Your attention, please. After 91 years in basketball, it's time to retire, and Krogan's Do It Best is closing their doors. This is your chance to save up to 50% on their entire stock of hardware, tools, lawn and garden, fertilizer, paint, and more. All large appliances and furniture are also now at blowout prices. Hurry in, it's going fast. First come, first serve. Everything goes. Krogan's Retirement Liquidation Sale in Basketball is going on now. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 4.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some pretty quiet weather shaping up around here for today and tomorrow. There is just one weak disturbance skirting through the area this morning with some cloud cover. Might encounter a couple of sprinkles out there, but that'll gradually move away with more sun expected from midday on and seasonal temperatures. Slightly cooler conditions will build in from the north for tonight and tomorrow, but still pretty comfortable out there, all things considered. As we head into Friday, back to some wet conditions as the next front rolls in from the west, should bring rain to most of the region, and right now looks like up to a half inch or so is certainly possible. As we go into Saturday and Sunday, things will dry out again. We'll see some cooler temperatures move in temporarily for Sunday and Monday. And in fact, on Monday night, it'll be the next weather system coming in with a chance of rain. Behind that, hopefully, we'll have a couple more quiet days. Here's that forecast for today. Variably cloudy in the morning with a few sprinkles. More sun and mild for the afternoon with a high of 82. The wind variable becoming northwest to north at 7 to 15. Mostly clear tonight. Patchy fog possible, low at 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and comfortable with a high of 76 degrees, southeast wind around 5. Heading into Friday, cloudy, breezy, and more humid. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely by late morning, high at 74. Saturday, cloudy with some isolated light showers possible in the morning, then more sun and mild, high temperature 81. Sunday, cool with nice weather, lots of sunshine, high of 73. Monday, clouds increasing gradually and breezy, high 76. 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms later Monday night. And Tuesday, showers ending in the morning, then breaks of sunshine, high near 79 degrees. Hope you have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
74 with partly cloudy conditions right now. The barometer is at 29.83. Also looking at yesterday, 88 was the high with a trace of precipitation last night. 68 was the morning low. The records, first one was set in 1943 at 97 degrees. The second in 1961, 42 recorded as the low that morning. Last year's high, 74, and the low, 64. Sunset will occur at 8:46 this evening, and sunrise time, 5:23, scheduled for tomorrow morning. Right now, the winds have picked up a little bit, southwesterly at 3 miles per hour. A trace of precipitation this morning, and that follows a low temp of 68. We're now at 74 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at some sports from the summertime leagues that went on last night. Details on a nice Brewer win as well, and the Brewers make a pitching acquisition, and he will start today. Those stories and more in a moment.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. In local baseball last night, the Viroqua Legion 18U team defeated Riverdale 9-5. For the Chieftains, Ethan Cagle and Carson Kenyon each had two RBIs to help out Riverdale and keep them in the game, but Viroqua prevailed in the end. Elsewhere last night, the Ithaca summer baseball team lost to Reedsburg 4-2 and defeated Richland Center 7-0. Caden Keller and Mac Neef each had hits in the 4-2 loss to Reedsburg. Sammy Clary had two hits, and Houston Bolin and Devin Iam pitched for Ithaca in the win over Richland Center. The Simons Shark Swim Team was back into action on Tuesday night, swimming in a quadrangular at Lancaster. Lancaster swam to a first-place finish. Dodgeville came in second. The Sharks were third, and the Platteville Swim Team finished fourth. Even though the Sharks were short on numbers, many swimmers made improvements individually. The 9- and 10-year-old girls' relay team, consisting of Kaylin Burns, Lauren Chambers, Claire Hying, and Morgan Worthington, put together another noteworthy performance by winning both the medley relay and free relay. The 9 and 10-year-old girls relay team remains unbeaten on the air. Swimmers who earned individual first place finishes were Lauren Chambers in the breaststroke and backstroke, Clancy Hying in the backstroke, and Kaylin Burns and Caleb Waterfall in the individual medley. Swimming to second place finishes were Kaylin Burns in the freestyle, Elsa Norte and Amrick Coleman in the backstroke. Also Elsa Norte, Lauren Chambers, Caleb Waterfall, and James Waterfall in butterfly, Jeremiah Weber in breaststroke, and Morgan Worthington and James Waterfall in the individual medley.
Third place finishes were earned by James Waterfall and Leah Chambers in the freestyle, Claire Hying in backstroke, long freestyle, and butterfly, Madeline Ringelstetter and Gabriella Ortiz in butterfly. The 8 and under girls medley relay team, made up of Harper Adler, Zaylee Coleman, Audrey Waterfall, and Brooklyn Worthington, also showed great improvement and placed fourth. Due to a shortage of numbers, many swimmers were called on to swim up an age division, or two, in order to score points for their team. Those swimmers include Emma Lee Salas, Elsa Norte, Emmerich Coleman, Caleb Waterfall, Katie Weber, and Madeline Ringelstetter. The Sharks will swim on the road Thursday in Prairie du Chien. Richland Center Church League softball results from last night. Church of the Nazarene remains unbeaten as they posted a shutout of Richland Baptist Temple 1, 15-0. Corey Harris and Jared McCullum each went 4-for-4, and all players in the lineup had multiple hits. St. Mary's holds in second place, outslugging Boscobel Assembly of God 23-8. Nate Raish was 4-for-4 with 4 runs scored. Nick Perna, Benny Green, and Caleb Frawley each scored 3 times. Richland Baptist Temple 2 top Free Methodist 20-5. Connor Hying had a double and a single in the win. Darius Salazar contributed great defense on the infield. Adam Burns had a homer and a double for Free Methodist. Joshua Hassel added a double and a diving catch on the infield. And the Mission blanked Bethel Lutheran 13-0. Quinn Tidrick and Todd Earnessy were each 4-for-4 with 3 runs scored as the Mission jumped to an early 7-0 lead. Coming up next Tuesday night, July 2nd, St. Mary's will play Richland Baptist Temple 1 at 7 on the East Diamond. At 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 takes on Church of the Nazarene. On the West Diamond at 7, Bethel Lutheran 1 will play Free Methodist. The Mission will umpire, and the Mission plays Boscobel Assembly of God at 8:15 with Free Methodist providing the umpires. You can check out more at the league's website, rcchurchleague.com. Today, the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association All-Star Girls Games will be played. The boys will be playing tomorrow. Also new this year, a 3-point contest will be held each day between the Division III and Division II games. The girls' All-Star Game gets underway today at 9 for Division V, at 10:30 for Division IV, 12:40 for Division III, 2:30 for Division II, and 4 o'clock for the Division I girls' game. Among the players from Southwest Wisconsin on the Division III South squad, Marley Bush of Dodgeville. Division IV All-Stars include Aaron Knowles of Boscobel, Aubrey McCarthy, Darlington, Bracey Nelson, Fenimore, Bell Waters, Mineral Point, Mara Gruen of Royal, and Bronwyn Halverson of Highland will be among those from Southwest Wisconsin appearing in the State Girls All-Star Games today. A tie-breaking home run by Joey Ortiz and 6 shutout innings from Bryce Wilson spelled victory for the Brewers last night at home. Milwaukee won by a 3-1 score to add a half game to its lead in the National League Central standings. Wilson's record improves to 5-3. His team struggled to hit with men on base, but holding Texas to 1 run made the victory possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think just pure command and pure execution. It wasn't just a lot of strikes. It was a lot of good strikes, which is, you know, with a team that's that aggressive, throwing a lot of strikes could be really good like it was tonight, or they can get on you pretty quick. So just to be able to command the strike zone was nice.
That's Bryce Wilson. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball yesterday, Detroit over Philadelphia 4-1, the Mets 9-7 over the Yankees, Miami 2, Kansas City 1, Houston 5-2 over Colorado, the Dodgers 4, White Sox 3, Arizona 5-4 over Minnesota. In the National League, Atlanta at St. Louis postponed, Pittsburgh 9, Cincinnati 5, San Francisco 5-1 over the Cubs, San Diego 9, Washington 7. In the American League, Cleveland 10, Baltimore 8, Tampa Bay 11-3 over Seattle, Toronto 9, Boston 4, the Angels 7-5 winners over Oakland. And the Brewers made a deal yesterday, bringing in Dallas Keuchel, who had a lot of success in the American League, 2015 AL Cy Young Award winner. They're hoping he can provide a boost to the injury-riddled pitching staff now that he's worked his way back into the majors. They sent cash to the Seattle Mariners on Tuesday to acquire Keuchel, who had spent most all of the season in the minors. He's worked through some injuries, and he is excited to get a chance with the Brewers.
I knew deep down that I still had a couple years left, so it's been nice to perform well in a hitter-friendly league in the PCL, so kind of passed that test. So it's nice to be here. This was one of the spots that I kind of targeted early in spring training and kind of doing my own research and background stuff. So very, very excited to be here.
Dallas Keuchel will get the ball today as the Brewers look for the sweep against the Rangers. Hobie Milner actually got the start last night in the victory. He became the 13th different Brewer pitcher to start a game this season. That will go to 14 today. That matches the Miami Marlins for the highest total of any major league team. Elsewhere in sports, the Packers' second-year wide receiver Jaden Reed is listed on NFL.com on the all-breakout team for 2024. Analyst Bucky Brooks lists Reed as one of three wide receivers bound to break out in the coming season. He already led Green Bay in receiving during last season. Brooks sees him as a possible emerging person. As quarterback Jordan Love's number one option, he compares Reed to Randall Cobb. NFL.com says the only reason and Reed might not break out into a star is competition from the other talented wideouts on the Packers roster. The Bucks look to get some things done in the NBA draft, specifically drafting somebody who could possibly help right away. Here is GM John Horst.
Doesn't mean that we wouldn't draft a player that can't really contribute now and really has a big time horizon and a big upside. That's something we'll always look at. But I think those other options in the past have been more attractive to us, and I think we've gotten great benefit out of it, and I think we'll continue to focus on those. And that's really what's going on right now this time of year, is you're just trying to generate as many of those options as you can to evaluate and hopefully make a good decision.
The NBA draft gets underway tonight, and that is a look at sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of summer clothes. The top to bottom to toe sale, June 26th to 29th, all dresses, suit coats, and shoes, 50% off. Come and shop with them and help support your local community. Donations are appreciated and accepted during business hours, Wednesday through Friday from 9 to 5, and Saturdays 10 to 4. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street. See you there.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Came in last night about half past ten.
woman of mine wouldn't let me in. Said moving on over, rocking on over. Move over, little dog, cause a big old dog's moving in. She told me not to mess around. I done let the deal go down. Moving on over, sliding on over. Move over, nice dog, cause me no dog's moving in. She changed the locks on my back door. Now my key don't fit no more. Moving on over, yeah, ease it on over. Move over, skinny dog.
Travis Tritt, George Thorogood on WRCO Radio, cranking it up a little bit. And we have trivia coming up in just a few minutes here this morning. So we'll see how you do with our trivia question of the day. Plus, I don't think we've seen Lady Bill yet. She's late for the morning milking. Milk truck's going to be here, and we haven't milked her yet. But we'll see if she shows up.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? To LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
Tippin on FM 100.9. The big CMA Fest went on earlier this month of June, and there was a special on TV about it last night. There's going to be some country music on the air again coming up for the 4th of July holiday as well. Lainey Wilson, The War and Treaty, part of the Independence Day special. Macy's 4th of July fireworks on NBC. Tanner Adele, a collaborator on Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter album, will also perform. Mickey Guyton will co-host with Zuri Hall of Access Hollywood as well during the Macy's 4th of July fireworks special coming up on TV. I think most networks have some sort of special coming up with all kinds of a varied amount of performers and different genres of music.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
-75 degrees at WRCO this morning. Here's Bailey Zimmerman.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. I went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. This is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that your lies, I got too much pride to let that happen again. This is where it ends.
Bailey Zimmerman on WRCO. Congrats to Monty Berger. Way to go, Monty. He wins some great prizes courtesy of Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. June is Dairy Month for the next few days. Lady Bill will be stopping by to give you the chance to win. She's a little late this morning. I think the willow was still up there a little bit, and it was kind of muddy, and her and Cripply Dipply got caught in kind of a muddy area, but they made it anyway. Well, congratulations, Monty. You're our latest winner, and I think Lady Bill will show up hopefully a little bit later on to give you a chance to win. Plus, we have more tickets to give away for the upcoming Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast. That will be one of our subjects coming up during the morning show time today between 9 and 10.
Take your shoes off, show you how to dance. Out in the grass with ants in your pants. Shake your blues off, put your smile on. You bring the beautiful, I'll bring the song. So come on! There ain't nothing better than love anyone, anywhere, ever has touched. And I don't
to none. Ain't nobody, no, not no one. So cool like an ice cream cone. Cats in pajamas and the Rolling Stones. There's something here that ain't no doubt. Well, you're the best thing that I've seen, baby. You're the best thing that I've seen, baby. Set my heart beating on my sleeve, baby. Well, you're the best thing that I've seen, baby. Time, cause every man here on out is mine. Ain't nothing that a man can do when he meets a girl like you. You're the best thing that I've seen, that I've seen, baby. You're the best thing that
Jansen on WRCO Radio, All I Need Is You. 16 minutes before 9, we're headed toward 82 later on today, and well on our way. Some nice sunshine out there, southwest winds at 3, we're at 75 degrees. Trivia today for a great prize from Walsh's Ace. That's what you're playing for today. It was the summer of 2006, and the Brewers got reliever Francisco Cordero and outfielders Kevin Minch and Lance Nix. and a minor league left-hander, Julian Cordero, from the Rangers, who was the main player the Brewers sent to the Rangers in this big deal. 608-647-4155. The Brewers with a trade in the summer of 2006. The main man they got there was Francisco Cordero, who's a legendary relief man. And the Brewers made a trade yesterday for Dallas Keuchel, too. So it is the time of year. It's nice when they're buyers and not sellers. 608-647-4155, if you can answer this one. Here's Ingrid Andress.
It's crazy how manipulation feels like a soft blanket holding you tight. And every night sleeping next to someone's just as warm as the gaslight. It's funny how jealousy sounds like somebody's worried about you. And all that control takes on different roles. Don't realize the toll it takes on you. Supposed to feel like this. It's funny how I used to make excuses, excuses as often as I breathe. Defending him, trying to defuse it, and it would only blow up on me. Supposed to feel like this.
Congrats to our winner today, Mr. Brian Jelinek. Good job. He knew the right answer. Summer of 2006 trade. The Brewers got reliever Francisco Cordero, outfielder Kevin Minch, and Lance Nix, and minor league left-hander Julian Cordero from the Rangers, who was the main player that went from the Brewers to the Rangers in the big deal. It was none other than Carlos Lee. There you go. Nelson Cruz went with him as well, and that turned out to be, yeah, he turned out to be a pretty good player as well, but never got the shot with the Brewers. But Carlos Lee had mentioned that he wasn't going to play after that year with the Brewers, and his contract was up, and so they just tried what they could get for him. They got quite a bit, actually. Not a lot of those players that really stuck around, but Cordero, I guess, maybe the exception. But anyway, yeah. Carlos Lee, the right answer. Brian wins, courtesy of Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. We were in attendance that weekend. I want to say the trade happened like on a Thursday or a Friday, and Carlos Lee went right to work, and I think he hit a home run for the Rangers in his first game. The other players kind of were sporadically arriving, and I don't remember if it was his first game, but certainly if it was, he only had had one bat before that, Kevin Mensch. And we were there on Sunday in Milwaukee, and Kevin Mensch was in the lineup, and he cranks a home run, and everybody's going crazy. And I said to the guy next to me, I'm like, hey, Carlos, who? Ha, 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 ha. And I think that was the only home run he had. If he had another one, it was only one more. But I think it was his only home run. So I got to see it. Anyway, Carlos Hu, that was probably a pretty dumb thing to say, but everybody was pretty excited that he hit a home run and it was a key moment of the game. But that was maybe his lone highlight with the Brewers. Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors, all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power
Sports. 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 76 at WRCO Studios. Here's Jelly Roll.
Yeah. I'm a county jail revival. I'm a bottle in the Bible. I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado, jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm undiscerning, holy water with my burden. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between.
Guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a
Glenn Campbell. I always karaoke that song whenever I get the chance. Happy Trails time is coming up. The news from ABC as well. Here's Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll again.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." In a Chevrolet, I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, "Where to?" She said, "I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.